Lakeland in an effort to cut red tape. The Alberta government is removing advanced road tests required for Class 5 and 6 driver's license holders beginning this spring. The secondary $150 qualification exam, which was inducted in 2003, forced Alberta drivers who hold a GDL, graduated driver's license, to take the additional exam after already spending 2 years on the road. Many Albertans have told us that the advanced test costs too much, is a roadblock to finding jobs and has created unnecessary red tape, said Prasad Panda, Alberta's Minister of Transportation, during a September 27 announcement. This spring, the program will see all GDL drivers automatically receive an advanced license after successfully passing a 24-month probationary period. GDL drivers must have no suspensions or traffic violations within their last 12 months of probation, including zero tolerance for any alcohol and/or drug consumption, the announcement indicated. If the rules are not followed, another probationary year will be added for the GDL drivers. The rollout will also not require an additional road test for Class 4 drivers who are eligible to transport passengers in emergency vehicles, taxis and buses. Moving forward, only the enhanced knowledge test, driver medical and vision test, will be a requisite. Procrastination pays off throughout the province. About 500,000 GDL drivers are already eligible to automatically receive their full license when the program is officially released. For some, it's news they have been waiting and asking for. Elaine Martin grew up in the St. Paul area and received her probationary license in 2004, 1 year after the advanced exam was introduced. Now 34 years old, the recent change is music to Martin's ears, especially considering she and her father advocated and wrote a letter to the transportation minister for the removal of the exam years ago. We each wrote a letter to the Minister for Transportation saying here's the reality. We basically argued that after 2 years, once your probation is done, why do I have to take a second test? Said Martin. After receiving a response that didn't bring about any changes, the news that it is now being removed calls for a celebration for Martin. A couple of years later, it's changed. It's been kind of a celebration for all of us. We outlasted the government and our procrastination paid off, she said. Martin, who now lives in the Edmonton area, says one of the biggest problems she's had with the program was that GDL drivers aren't allowed to have any alcohol compared to advanced drivers. For many who have been on the road for years or even decades, it doesn't make sense, she explained. One of the big concerns was there's a 0% alcohol tolerance. You can't even have a beer and drive when you have your GDL. I'm now 34 years old, she says. With no speeding tickets or violations on her record, Martin says she does agree that a 24-month period to receive an advance license will continue to promote safety, while saving drivers money. I think having the probation there is still the right move because that way if there are people that don't have that clean driving record, then they'll retain their GDL. I think it's kind of the right balance. Driving changes for driving instructors who will continue to support drivers' success on the road, the program is definitely an opportunity for new drivers to save money. However, there could be extra costs in the future, says Volney Dorsayus, owner of St. Paul Driving School. Last week, the province's Minister of Transportation announced that 15 minutes will be added to the 30-minute driving exam to include more safety qualifications. Dorakis says while this may benefit companies or the province financially, it could come at a cost for drivers who are looking for relief. I think the customers will save money for the second test, but my concern is will they charge more money for the first test, he said. We haven't gotten the full details. They sent us an email telling us about the changes, but we will know more as they finalize all the information. Dorsayus has 15 years of experience primarily as an instructor serving the St. Paul, Bonnyville and Vermilion areas. He says the new program will offer probationary drivers who don't want to wait the 24-month period a chance to become fully licensed sooner. The provincial program will allow the GDL drivers to take an optional advanced exam at the 18-month mark. A move he says will help people looking for work that requires the advanced license. Most companies require a full license, so instead of waiting 24 months to get that, you can get it sooner. There is a good chance we might have more people coming to the driving school, he says potentially benefiting driving school businesses. Over the years, the St. Paul Driving School sees roughly 5 people a year taking the advanced test, he explained. Mostly, they are immigrants or newcomers moving to the area looking to get a refresher, he added. Province-wide, over the past 5 years, about 65% of drivers did not take their advanced road test and 99% of motorcycle riders did not take the test. Safety. In reference to safety, Dorceas says he doesn't see issues with the changes, but he does have questions, especially in regards to what the requirements will be for Class 5 driving school certifications. The certificate program is a program that allows you to save money on insurance. The government only required 10 hours, so I'm wondering what will happen. For some students, unless they drive with experienced family or friends, they might require more training hours from us because now they are going to incorporate part of the second test into the first test. Hopefully we'll know more soon.